WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart radio station.
Good morning, Orlando, and a good Friday morning to you. Welcome aboard on a chilly morning at 6 as we update Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic for you. Right off the top on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still on AM 540, and on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, new allegations concerning Matt Gaetz. More in 1 minute.
Matt Gaetz under the gun big time. Where's all this headed? Let's talk next on Good Morning Orlando.
6:01 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. More bad news for Congressman Matt Gaetz. The New York Times is reporting new details about the federal probe into the Panhandle Republicans' alleged sexual misconduct, including drug use and recruiting women online for sex. The paper reported Gaetz and his friend, a former Seminole County tax collector Joel Greenberg, indicted last year for sex trafficking, would recruit women and send them money via Cash App or Apple Pay or sometimes just cash from hotel ATMs. Times reporter Katie Benner helped break the story.
We've seen receipts of payments to two different women by Congressman Gaetz and his friend Joel Greenberg. What the men would say is that the payments would be something for other than sex. The women would say that, in fact, the payments were for sex, that they had sexual relations with both men.
Additionally, it's alleged that Gaetz and Greenberg would sometimes take ecstasy before the encounters. Gaetz is reportedly under investigation for paying a 17-year-old girl to cross state lines for sex. This news is brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. A change in immigration policy by President Biden is putting Florida communities in danger, according to Governor Ron DeSantis. The governor says ICE is refusing to take custody of criminal illegal aliens when they complete their prison terms, resulting in their release back into the community.
Today, I'm directing the Department of Corrections to identify all inmates with detainer agreements who ICE is refusing to pick up and develop a process for transferring them to an ICE detention center.
During a visit to the American Police Hall of Fame and Museum in Titusville, DeSantis said the issue is timely because in the next 30 days, more than 50 criminal illegal aliens are set to complete their Florida prison terms. The U.S. Supreme Court is dismissing a lawsuit Florida filed against Georgia 8 years ago. Florida had claimed Georgia withdrew too much water from the Apalachicola-Chattahoochee-Flint River system, which led to the collapse of an oyster fishery in Apalachicola Bay. Jurors in the Derek Chauvin murder trial will be ending court early today. They have heard from 17 witnesses this week as the prosecution presents its case against the former Minneapolis cop accused of killing George Floyd. The Tampa Bay Rays opened defense of their American League championship with a 1-0 shutout of the Marlins at Miami. Meanwhile, the COVID situation that led to an opening day game being postponed is impacting one club even harder than thought.
After COVID-19 concerns postponed their season opener Thursday against the New York Mets, Washington Nationals general manager Mike Rizzo provided an update on the team's current situation.
So in total, we have 3 confirmed positives and 1 likely positive. And they're all players. So we have the contact tracing has begun for the additional players.
With 3 positive results and a likely 4th on the way, the remainder of the Nationals team is right now in self-quarantine. The Mets and Nationals will not be playing Friday on their off day. Their status for Saturday's game at Nationals Park remains up in the air. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
WFLA News Time is 6:05. A woman allegedly killed her husband on live chat and tried to make it look like an accident. That story is online at WFLAOrlando.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WFLA Orlando. The first hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
News Radio WFLA Orlando is available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Now number 1 for podcasting. News Radio WFLA Orlando, an iHeartRadio station.
Thank
Good Friday morning, and I mean that quite literally. Good Friday, and we are glad you're with us on the 50,000-watt front porch. Bud Hedinger, Alan Spector, Melissa Fox, and Chris Vasquez, and we are so glad you've dropped by. Lots to talk about here this morning. We're going to begin with Matt Gaetz. We're also going to be talking later in this hour about the election law lies being promoted by the President of the United States and the Democrat Party. And we're going to also, at 7 o'clock, welcome Dr. David Klein on here, one of our top health and medical experts, to talk about a host of news related to the pandemic here. And there is a lot to talk about, and we'll be interviewing him live at 10 after 7. But we begin with the Matt Gaetz thing. You know, no charges have been filed. All allegations have been denied by Gaetz, and there was a statement from his office last night reinforcing that. But I'm getting the vibe here that this is not going to end well for the Florida Panhandle conservative firebrand, Matt Gaetz.
Yeah, it's, you know, the old saying is where there's smoke, there's fire, Bud. And there's a lot of smoke around Matt Gaetz.
Yeah.
And it doesn't smell good from here either right now. And we'll get into it. I've also been researching the law on this and to where he could be in serious jeopardy and where he could wind up on the other side of prison bars. So we'll talk about that. This is not looking to me like a left-wing hatchet job as much as I initially thought it was, okay? And Republicans are not exactly rallying around Gaetz, are they, Melissa? You're not. Trump is completely silent, and Gaetz has been a huge Trump ally.
Well, you know, it doesn't bode well for anyone to associate with him right now, or for that matter, anyone who's associated with Joel Greenberg, Seminole County friends.
Yeah.
We've been formulating opinions since early last, spring, I believe, spring 2020, when all this started coming around about Greenberg. And now the association with Gaetz, it's going to get juicy.
Yeah, and what could be troublesome for Gaetz among his Capitol Hill colleagues is that reportedly again, he was known to show nude photos on his phone to other congressmen of women he'd supposedly had sex with.
Yeah, actually, I sent something to Bud about that. We should probably move on, take care of some business, and then set it all.
Yeah, I wanted to get into it with you guys right off the top, particularly because we lose Alan for a while into his newsroom duties here, and I wanted to get him in on this as our co-host. So let's roll into the first break here and get things going.
Yeah, we got some money to give away later this morning. It's the final day of the new WFLA Double Your Stimulus Contest. So right after the 7 o'clock news, be listening for the keyword that you need to text to 200-200 for your chance to win $1,400. Yes, doubling your stimulus. 608 on Good Morning Orlando.
Headlines, major local news on the coronavirus front. The Orange County Convention Center vaccine site is going to open its portal early at 9 o'clock this morning for all Florida residents 16 years of age and older. And that will allow them to make an appointment before their eligibility group takes effect on Monday. One of the issues we'll be discussing with Dr. David Klein on the pandemic at 7:10 this morning. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories for you on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, 107.7 HD3, AM 540, and the iHeart Radio app. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Before we dive into all of these new allegations against him, and they're all being denied, let's give you the latest from the Matt Gaetz camp here. A statement was issued last night from his office in response to a media request for comment. Nothing personally from Gaetz. He didn't get in front of the cameras. Matt Gaetz never paid for sex, the statement says. Matt Gaetz refutes all the disgusting allegations completely. Matt Gaetz has never, ever been on any such websites whatsoever. I mean, you know, recruiting women for sex online is that's what they're talking about here in this investigation unfolding, at least as reported by the New York Times and backed up by a lot of other media outlets at this point. And the statement goes on and finishes up. Matt Gaetz cherishes the relationships in his past and looks forward to marrying the love of his life. He is engaged right now. All of this with these young women. All the allegations predate the engagement, we believe. And taking you back to the Tucker Carlson show on Fox on Tuesday night, when Matt Gaetz was on, we'll just recall for you right now so you can hear what he had to say about the allegations that he was involved with a 17-year-old girl underage and having sex.
It is a horrible allegation, and it is a lie. That is verifiably false. People can look at my travel records and see that that is not the case.
There you go. And that's the last we've heard from Matt Gaetz. Melissa, I have to say, the silence is deafening from the Trump camp, because you remember it wasn't long ago, in the middle of all of the election controversy, Matt Gaetz said he would be willing to give up his seat in Congress to go to work for President Trump to get him back in the White House in 2024. And I'll never forget, he kind of quoted a Revolutionary War hero who was hung by the neck by the British, Nathan Hale, and who said, you know, "I only regret I have but one life to give for my country." He says, "I only regret that I have but one career to give for my president." And crickets from Mar-a-Lago here. Little support from any prominent Republicans. Jim Jordan has been a Gaetz ally, the Ohio Republican conservative leader, and his support for Gaetz has been tepid at the least. There's a lot of reporting that a lot of Republicans would like to see him gone from the House, that they just consider this guy to be a bad apple. Any thoughts, Melissa, on that? I know social media, and you spend a lot of time checking what's going on there for us, is lighting up about this.
Well, there's so much to this story, and we know a lot already, but obviously we don't know everything. So formulating opinions is all we can do at this moment. I have people that have said that in Joel Greenberg's office, one of his staff saw him along with Matt Gaetz over a weekend going through IDs that Joel Greenberg had. And there's even a confirmation text, too. CNN had tweeted about that story. Then you've got other people that are making the association that these IDs were to give fake IDs to the underage gals so that if busted, you know, they could say, "Well, I didn't know that she had an ID." So it's really, really confusing as to how this is all going to pan out. But unfortunately, I don't want to say he's guilty and try him that right here, but
no, of course
it ain't looking good.
No, it's really not looking good. If you'd like to weigh in on it, I have a few more things I want to put before your feet here. 407-916-5400 and the text line 23680. What are your thoughts on all of this coming against this, you know, this rising star in the conservative wing of the Republican Party, Florida Panhandle three-term Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz? 407-916-5400, text line 23680, first name in town if you'd like. Here's the deal. The legal exposure comes in a couple of areas. First of all, if he used campaign funds for his own personal use, that's a huge problem as a congressman. He could wind up in prison just if he were convicted of that, okay? And there apparently is some evidence that that's exactly what was going on. I can tell you that a former Republican congressman in California was 11 months in prison for using campaign funds for personal use without the sexual component to it. Then the law says this: while it is not illegal to provide adults with free hotel stays, meals, or other gifts, if prosecutors think they can prove that the payments to the women were for sex, they could accuse Matt Gaetz of trafficking the women under force, fraud, and coercion. And that could be serious if convicted. Now, it's also a violation of federal child sex trafficking law, listen to this, to provide someone under 18 with anything of value in exchange for sex. Anything. I mean, meals, hotel, drugs, alcohol, whatever it is. And a conviction on this requires 10 years minimum prison sentence. So this is serious stuff with Matt Gaetz. And the silence from Mar-a-Lago and Trump and the lack of support from the Republicans, I think, speaks volume that we are looking at something more than you might want to reflexively react and say is a left-wing hatchet job to take down a conservative Republican no matter what. So where are you on that? We don't know. He's denied all the allegations, and there are no criminal charges against Matt Gaetz. How do you see it playing out? How are you feeling about it all this morning? That's what our show is all about, getting you involved in the hot topics of the morning. 407-916-5400, text line 23680. An update now on Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando. Let's get a check of headlines for you right now. The former boss of the now ex-cop on trial for the death of George Floyd, weighing in on the restraint used on Floyd, retired Minneapolis sergeant, and believes that Derek Chauvin could have stopped restraining Floyd after he stopped resisting officers. Short day in court today. Trial resumes full time next week. Updates at least every 10 minutes of the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
From News Radio WFLA Orlando, this is Good Morning Orlando with Bud Henninger, Alan Spector, and Melissa Fox.
Let's get out to Brevard County and get a listener on the phone right now, our old friend Kevin from Palm Bay on the Matt Gaetz story. We've given you the very latest, all allegations denied and no charges yet filed. What do you think and how do you think it ends here? How's this going to play out, Kevin?
Well, I believe that Matt Gaetz is innocent. I don't believe he's done anything wrong. This is another attempt by the left to take down a good man. He's always done the right things. I stand for what he stands for. He's a conservative, and I don't believe any of the charges.
How do you account for the silence from – how do you account, Kevin, for the silence from Trump and, generally speaking – a lack of support from the Republicans you normally think would rally around a colleague?
I don't know. I think Trump's got other things on his thought, on his mind than this, obviously. But as far as the Republican Party, I really don't have any faith in the Republican Party anymore anyway. So it doesn't matter to me what they think. I mean, I dropped out of the Republican Party recently, you know. I became no party affiliate, so I have no faith in the Republican Party at all.
All right. Kevin, thank you very much. Appreciate you listening and calling. Okay. A couple of text messages right now. What do you see there?
I see if it's found out to be true, that's one thing, but hold your horses to until then, because it's going to take the pressure off the New York governor.
Gossip. So this is a distraction that gets Cuomo out of the headlines?
Gossip is not news. Wait for the facts. We have enough speculation by MSM, ignoring proven issues like the president constantly selling lies.
Oh, we'll be getting into that in the next half hour on the election law in Georgia and similar laws taking shape in Florida and around the country in the interest not of voter suppression, but of vote integrity, for God's sake.
Hey, and with that in mind, Bud, with this whole thing, you know, I want to say that there is plausible deniability. I know earlier I said that it would appear that he's going down, down, down. But I got to tell you, Joel Greenberg, he's already going to prison. So maybe Gaetz himself, not that much of a paper trail, but meanwhile, Greenberg's like, I'm going to throw this all on him. So who knows?
Yeah, and one thing that works against the idea that this is totally something from the left wing or from the Democrats is that this investigation began last year when Donald Trump was still president, when William Barr was still the attorney general.
Exactly. So this is nothing new. And the fact that the whole fake ID thing and sex, it kind of all gels together. So, I mean, we got to wait to see how it all unfolds.
Yeah, there is a whole lot more to come here, but I don't think we could, in good conscience, ignore this story here this morning. I think we've been very, very careful to point out repeatedly that there's still a lot we don't know. To right off the top, let you hear the latest from the Gaetz camp, denying everything here, and to make the point that no charges have been filed. But the thing that is most telling to me is the lack of support from the Republican Party and the preeminent member of the Republican Party, the former president of the United States, who Matt Gaetz was very tight with, Donald Trump. As Alan said, you know, usually when there's smoke, there's fire. And I think they smell something they don't like, and they are choosing to stay away from. We will continue to follow it. We'll talk more about it later in the show. Lots to get to in the next half hour, so be sure to be with us for that. But in the meantime, we're going to turn it over to Alan, get you all up to date on the news.
Teens can get their shot in Orange County starting today, and the magic work overtime at New Orleans. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes, 628 on Good Morning Orlando.
Thank you, Holly, and a good Friday morning to you. We're glad you're with us. Got a news update with our co-host, Alan Spector, right now, who opens with big news locally on the vaccine front.
Yeah, teenagers can make a COVID vaccine appointment in Orange County starting today. The county's online appointment portal goes live at 9 o'clock this morning, open to those 16 and older. Vaccines will be administered starting on Monday at the Orange County Convention Center. What a difference a year makes when it comes to Easter weekend passenger traffic through Orlando International Airport. Last Easter, Orange County Mayor Jerry Deming says we hit rock bottom with around 12,000 passengers.
For this upcoming weekend, they have projected, I think, over 200,000 combined over the weekend will be traveling through our airport. So that's indeed good news.
However, Deming's cautions, lots of visitors can bring in lots of virus variants, so residents need to continue to be vigilant about wearing masks and observing all the other COVID safety protocols. This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. An Orange County Sheriff's deputy is under investigation for her possible ties to an alleged hate group. Federal prosecutors say Deputy Sarah Jackman's husband, Arthur, is a member of the Proud Boys, and he was arrested this week for allegedly taking part in the Capitol Hill riot in January. April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. AAA's Mark Jenkins says there were 240 fatal crashes in Florida in 2019 that involved a distracted driver.
All it takes is 1 second. Looking down at your cell phone, sending that text message is enough to divert your attention away long enough to miss that person in front of you who's slamming on their brakes, to drive through a red light and cause a crash.
Jenkins says the top three driver distractions are mobile phone use, in-vehicle technology, and passengers in the vehicle. New details are emerging about California's mass shooting that killed a 9-year-old boy and three others. Police say the gunman knew the victims and had locked the gate to an office building before opening fire. Wendell Carter Jr. scored 21 points and grabbed 12 rebounds in the Magic's 115-110 overtime win over the Pelicans in New Orleans. Carter's a newcomer to Orlando, but Coach Steve Clifford likes what he's seeing so far.
I mean, smart. He's got good instincts. He has a chance defensively. Watch him. I mean, he can really move his feet. His lateral quickness is, I would say, exceptional.
The Magic are riding a 2-game winning streak into a matchup with the Jazz tomorrow at Utah. WFLA News time is 6:35. You don't have to miss anything on Good Morning Orlando. Get caught up with our podcasts on the iHeartRadio app. The stock market is closed for Good Friday, so no Bloomberg Business Report, but Good Morning Orlando continues.
Indeed, Alan, and I'm actually glad we don't have Gina this morning. She can enjoy a long weekend with the markets closed. Gives us more time to get into the story that has me hotter than a firecracker, and it concerns the Georgia election law recently passed in the interest of strengthening election security and integrity, not suppressing the vote, particularly the black vote in Georgia, but is being demagogued by the Democrats. There are other laws like this that are taking shape in legislatures. Florida's included as well, and they're going to be going after them and trying to play the race card. And I'm sure we're going to see it here in the state of Florida as well. Okay, let's get into it right off the top here. The worst offender is the President of the United States, Joe Biden. And by the way, He's gotten four Pinocchios for lying by the liberal Washington Post. So you know he's got to be lying. Here is Biden.
What I'm worried about is how un-American this whole initiative is. Deciding that you're going to end voting at 5 o'clock when working people are just getting off work.
All right. And there's going to be more from Biden here along the way. But let me tell you. The whole deal here about suppressing the vote is just absurd, and it's obscene what they're trying to do, and we know why they are doing it. And the president making the claim that, well, they won't let them get water when they're online voting. They're making it harder to vote. It's ridiculous. We'll have more on the specifics of that along the way, but let's listen right now to the governor of the state of Georgia. Here is Brian Kemp.
The president ought to be smart enough as well, or certainly his people that are briefing him, to tell him what's actually in the bill. Because when he made his comments earlier, he didn't know. But it also could be that he doesn't care. But I think the people are standing up and realizing the games that are being played here, and they're going to be fighting back with us.
And there's one more player that I want you to hear from. And he was defeated for a re-election in the United States Senate by a whisker, and how tragic that was. Here is former Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue.
I am insulted by the false narrative the Democrats are trying to perpetrate here. This bill, and I'm not in office, I'm not running for office, so I can be very objective with your viewers, and that is this. This bill makes it easier to vote and harder to cheat. It builds integrity in the system for people who were concerned about that in November of last year. And it makes it easier for people to vote in every one of our 159 counties. So this rhetoric that you hear from the Democrats is all about power, and it's all about raising money for political operations. It's a continuation of the pandering of the Democratic Party to the black community in the state of Georgia. It's a false narrative. It has been since Stacey Abrams perpetrated the lie about voter suppression in Georgia 2 years ago.
And Abrams is running hard with it as we speak, and she's got all the activists in Georgia on the Democrat side of the ledger screaming voter suppression, racism. It's all about suppressing the black vote so Republicans can win elections. And now what you have is a lot of corporations in Georgia led by black executives are leaning on the major Florida or Georgia-based corporations like Coca-Cola and Delta Airlines and more. And they're saying, if you don't come along in opposition and to the election law here, we're going to boycott you and your products. And they are folding like a cheap tent. And it's incredible. I'm going to give you more chapter and verse on this in a moment, and we will hear more from the president, who now wants the Major League Baseball All-Star Game taken from Atlanta this summer out of the state of Georgia, just to hurt them and kind of like, you know, punish them for the new election law, because they say it is race-based and it's about voter suppression. It is not. And I'll take you through some of the highlights of this legislation that I think was desperately needed in the interest of election security and integrity. More on the demagoguing of the Georgia election law by Biden and the Democrat Party. And your calls and texts will be welcome as we roll into the Good Friday edition of the show's second half hour with an update now on Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes. Good morning, Orlando. Headlines, a governor of Texas calling on the federal government to secure the Mexico border. Greg Abbott told reporters that Border Patrol officers there are dealing with a huge influx of unaccompanied minors. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories for you right here on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1. Still on FM 93.1. News Radio WFLA Orlando. And still on AM 540.
Continuing right now with the election law lies being told by the Democrats and the Democrat president of the United States, Joe Biden. Now there is pressure on Major League Baseball to pull the All-Star Game out of Atlanta, Georgia, where it is scheduled to be played this July. to punish the state economically for the Georgia election law, and obviously to try to apply so much pressure ultimately that the new measures, in the interest not of voter suppression, but of election security and integrity, to overturn all of that. Let's listen to the president right now, asked by ESPN yesterday whether he supports moving the baseball All-Star game this summer out of Georgia in protest to the new election law.
I think today's professional athletes are acting incredibly responsibly. I would strongly support them doing that. People look to them. They're leaders. Look at what's happened with the NBA as well. Look at what's happened across the board. The very people who are victimized the most are the people who are the leaders in these various sports. And it's just not right. This is Jim Crow on steroids, what they're doing in Georgia and 40 other states. What is it all about? Imagine passing a law saying you cannot provide water or food for someone standing in line to vote. Can't do that? Come on.
So that's Joe Biden, social justice warrior, lying through his teeth.
Come on.
Really? It got him four Pinocchios from the liberal Washington Post for that claim that the new Georgia election security law prohibits anybody from getting water when they're waiting online at a polling place. That is simply a lie. They got four Pinocchios, the Washington Post, and they gave them all to Biden. That's as many as they ever give. That's like the whopper, the all-time lie of lies. And it is. Because you know what? The lefties in the Democrat Party are programming Joe Biden. He hasn't done any research on this. They're telling him, hey, this is what's going on down there, Mr. President. You need to bring this up. That'll really rock him in Georgia. And he just goes with it. I don't think he has a clue. I don't, Melissa. I don't think he has a clue.
No, here he really is doesn't.
Here is the reality on that, okay? Poll workers under the new election law in Georgia can provide people who want it with water. But groups with a partisan interest who want to walk up to you with water with some kind of a label on it, or maybe a little bit of a speech in your ear about who you're going to be voting for today, let me tell you who you need to vote for today, they are not allowed to come up to you and offer you water. But poll workers can do it. And what is this Biden is saying about, well, they're closing the polls just when people are getting out of work at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on election day? There is no change, Melissa, the polling opening and closing times in Georgia. It remains 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. They have extended early voting, which, by the way, they don't even have in Joe Biden's state of Delaware. They don't even have it. They've extended it in Georgia, and the times for early voting are 9 to 5. He's lying because he doesn't have a clue, and if he does have a clue, he thinks it's to his political advantage to tell these lies. And there are many, many more being told. And if there's somehow it's voter suppression when you ask somebody to have an ID so we know who you say you claim to be. You got to have an ID, whether you're a minority or anybody else, to do just about anything in this country. And that's not a problem for anybody. But suddenly when you want it before you vote, that's a big problem, and you are suppressing the black vote. What an insult to black people that somehow it's hard for them to get an ID. Is it like they don't have an ID for the other stuff they're doing all the time? Of course they do. That's kind of a racist thing on the other side, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of funny he mentioned steroids, too, you know, being that he was talking about sporting events. But what do I know? Anyway.
Well, what do you think about Biden, the election lie laws being told by him and the Democrats, and the pitch to try and move the All-Star game out of Georgia? Any thoughts on all of this? 407-916-5400, text line 23680. More on the election lies of Joe Biden and the Democrats after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando. Look at headlines right now. The Major League Baseball season underway. The Dodgers opened defense of their World Series title with an 8-5 loss to the Rockies, while the Yankees fell 3-2 in a 10-inning squeaker to the Blue Jays, and the defending AL champion Rays out of Tampa blanked the Marlins 1-0 behind Tyler Glasnow and the bullpen. Updates for you at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 3 till 5 p.m., News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
So, President Biden wants the Major League Baseball All-Star Game taken out of Atlanta, Georgia this summer to punish the state for what he thinks is a voter suppression-riddled new Georgia election law. It is not about suppressing the vote. It is about ensuring the integrity of the vote. Now, my question, Chris, because I know you always have your ear to the ground on sports, is this: any sign that Major League Baseball is considering what the president wants?
So this from CNBC. This was posted about 20 hours ago. This is a quote from the article. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred told the AP the league expects to have, quote, substantive conversations with the MLBPA, the Players Association, Executive Director Tony Clark about moving the game, but he did not go into detail. A quote from Manfred, I am talking to various...
Constituencies.
Thank you. Constituencies within the game, and I'm not just going beyond that in terms of what I would consider or not consider.
Hey, that was a five-syllable word, man. That was
You're tough. A huge fan.
Yeah.
What do you think about what the president wants, and what do you think Major League Baseball will do?
Well, I don't like it. You know, where do you draw the line? Okay, you decide you're going to punish Georgia by taking away the All-Star game. Do you then go ahead and say, hey, you got to move the Braves out of Atlanta to some other state? I mean, how far does this go? There are so many local and state laws that people could have problems with. But it doesn't warrant you changing the way you do business, whether it's, whether it's Major League Baseball, whether it's the big corporations that make their home in Georgia, like Coca-Cola and Home Depot and Delta. Why should that be impacted by what the legislature in Georgia decides to do?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. But you follow the money, Alan, and I have yet to see anyone that is in the money-making business to consider morals, even if it costs them money. Make no mistake, if the ASG moves, it's not due to morals. It's because they decided they wouldn't lose that much money. They may move and act like it's because of the regulations, but if they do, my friends, I think it's because they've done their due diligence and decided they can move and act like they care while still reaping the full value.
Well, you know, Delta came out among some of the other companies saying that they don't agree with the election law changes in Georgia, that it's out of line with the company's values. And
Senator they don't want to get boycotted.
Yeah. Senator Marco Rubio sent Delta a letter yesterday accusing them of hypocrisy, saying, okay, that's fine, but you still deal with China, which has massive human rights violations.
Right, and it was mentioned, actually, by President Biden, who mentioned about the NBA's ties and how well they were doing with China, and that's the first thing I thought, wow. Oh.
Yeah, it's just
highlight off the text line, Biden lies with the ease with which you breathe.
Eesh.
Top of the hour right now. Let's turn it over to Alan. Get up to date on the news, shall we?
Well, we got new allegations against Matt Gaetz. We've been talking about that. We'll talk about it more this morning and more coming up in the news. We've also got the women's Final Four in San Antonio tonight. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes. Now, 6:59 on Good Morning Orlando.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA and iHeart Radio Station.
Good morning, Orlando. It's a good Friday edition of our show, and we are glad you're with us at 7 for our latest look now at Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still on AM 540, and on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, a reported connection between Gates and Greenberg. More in 1 minute.
And we talk live with Dr. David Klein on all the important new developments on the coronavirus pandemic. Don't miss it. It's next on Good Morning Orlando.
7:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz may be connected to the former Seminole County tax collector's alleged use of fake IDs. CNN reported last night that surveillance video from Joel Greenberg's office shows him in 2019 with Gaetz, the Panhandle Republican who's being investigated for sex trafficking. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says lawmakers could be looking into the Gaetz allegations.
I think from what we've heard so far, this would be a matter for the Ethics Committee.
And Pelosi said Gaetz's spot on the House Judiciary Committee could be in jeopardy.
If, in fact, these allegations are true, of course, being removed from the Judiciary Committee is the least that could be done.
Matt Gaetz is also accused of showing fellow lawmakers photos and videos of naked women he claimed he had slept with. This news is brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. Governor Ron DeSantis is criticizing what he calls a reckless immigration policy of the Biden administration, that is, halting the removal of criminal aliens once they finish their prison sentences.
Florida's weekly jobless numbers keep going down.
I'm sending a letter to the Biden administration today asking them to continue the prior policies where you're taking custody of criminal aliens and removing them.
At the American Police Hall of Fame and Museum in Titusville, DeSantis said more than 50 illegal aliens are about to complete their Florida prison sentences in the next 30 days, putting residents in danger if they are not deported. Despite the pandemic, Florida continues to buck the national trend when it comes to unemployment.
Florida's weekly jobless numbers keep going down, even as unemployment nationally is creeping up. The Labor Department says 11,700 people filed first-time jobless claims, down 5,600 from the week before. Those getting unemployment have another hurdle to clear to keep getting benefits. The Connect system requires users to log in and answer several unemployment-related questions. Otherwise, benefits could be cut off. Chris Trankman, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
It looks like Egypt wants to be paid after a container ship blocked the Suez Canal for a week. Authorities say they'll ask the owners of the ship to fork over $1 billion in damages. And the women are down to the final four in the NCAA basketball tournament at San Antonio.
The women's final four takes the spotlight tonight at the Alamo Dome, starting with a battle of one seeds with South Carolina taking on Stanford. The Gamecocks back in the national semifinal for the first time since 2017 when they took home their first championship in program history. While the Cardinal are trying to reach the championship game for the first time in 11 years. Winner of that contest will head to the title game to take on either UConn or Arizona. The Huskies in their 13th straight final four, looking to inch closer to their first crown since 2016, while the Wildcats are in the Final Four for the first time in program history. The women's Final Four gets started at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
WFLA News Time is 7:05. Tom Brady celebrates baseball's opening day with an April Fool's tweet claiming that he's bringing back the Montreal Expos. That story is online at WFLAOrlando.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WFLA Orlando. The second hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
News Radio WFLA Orlando is available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Now number one for podcasting. News Radio WFLA Orlando, an iHeartRadio station.
Good morning, Orlando. Bud Hedinger, Alan Spector, Melissa Fox, and Chris Vasquez. Breaking news from the White House. President Biden wants the women's Final Four in Texas moved out tonight because he doesn't like the governor's pushback against his border policies. We got to shut it down. Can they do that at short turnaround, Alan? Can we get that done, do you think?
Hey, Bud, not, you
know what? April Fool's joke a day late.
That's what I was going to ask, yeah.
Yeah. Either way, you know, with COVID, we have learned to move on our feet and move things around pretty quickly. So, you know, it could happen, yeah.
Yeah, well, you never know. Only kidding, gang. Don't get excited about that. But you know what? Almost wouldn't surprise me. We're going to bring in Dr. David Klein from the Stages of Life Medical Institute in Longwood here. Alan and Melissa and I are going to talk with him. Lots of developments on the coronavirus front here, nationally and worldwide. And he will give us his perspective because he's really good on all of this. As you know, every once in a while we get very nice notes from our wonderful listeners on the text line. Actually, nice notes about, you know, not something that they're red hot about and mad about. Hey, bud, when they finally say we can remove our masks, our nation should declare Mask Freedom Day with a day off from work, visiting friends, relatives, go to restaurants, stimulate the economy, a national holiday. That's from Beth, now living in Citrus County. It says, you know what? I love your team on Good Morning Orlando, and I've been a listener since Bud's day one years ago. And that's, gosh, I'm in my 19th year. You've been around with me a long time, Beth, and we're really glad you like what we do here, and it's great to have you on the 50,000-watt front porch. Hey, tail end of our Double Your Stimulus contest. This is the last day, Alan, and this is the moment.
Yeah, this is the last chance for you to win with us on Good Morning Orlando. We're just about to announce the key word in our Double Your Stimulus contest. You text that keyword to 200-200. You could be the winner of $1,400. Watch for an area code, a call rather, from area code 513, which could be us informing you that, yes, we are doubling your stimulus. An update of Orlando's news, weather, and traffic just 2 minutes away on Good Morning Orlando.
Headlines on the coronavirus as we get prepared to talk about all things related to it with Dr. David Klein. Worldwide, more than 129.6 million cases, more than 2.8 million deaths in the United States. We're now at 30.5 million cases and more than 553,000 have died. In Florida, new cases are ticking up. We've had a total of about 2 million or so now. More than 6,700 new cases reported yesterday. 33,494 deaths in the Sunshine State, up by 69 from the prior report. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, 107.7 HD3, AM 540, and the iHeart Radio app. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Pleasure to welcome back to the 50,000-watt front porch Dr. David Klein with Stages of Life Medical Institute in Longwood to talk about the coronavirus and all the news that is out there locally, nationally, and worldwide. Doc, it's great to have you with us. Welcome to Good Morning Orlando once again.
Well, thank you. It's very good to be here, and look forward to trying to clarify a few things.
Well, let's start with the numbers ticking up in Florida and across a lot of the United States. Why is this happening? How serious is it? Fourth surge? What do you think?
Well, the reason why it's happening is because of the seasonality of COVID. COVID-19 is one of about 50 different coronaviruses that have been identified, and it just happens to be going through a small seasonality. But really what the issue here is, this frankly is a statistical anomaly that's used to create fear. So in Jacksonville, at the peak of the pandemic, the positivity rate at our laboratory up there, and we were doing up to 2,000 tests per day, was about 12%. Now it's less than 4%. So if it went from 4% to 4.3%, that's a 17% uptick in cases. So the 17% uptick creates fear, and that's what they're trying to do. If I told you, well, it went from 4 to 4.3, you would yawn. You wouldn't get upset about it at all. But here's the reality, bud. The reality is that nobody has ever been hospitalized, let alone died from COVID, that has received the COVID vaccination. What this means, in real terms, is that the reason for the lockdown was to prevent the hospitals from being overrun by people on ventilators. If that's not going to happen anymore because of the vaccine, the lockdown is no longer necessary.
So what's the motivation for creating the fear, Doc?
Because you wouldn't have a COVID, this legislation, $1.3 trillion, $1.9 trillion, because they want to create fear so they can spend our kids and grandchildren into bankruptcy. It's very, very simple and straightforward. It's fear-mongering, and it has been. Why do you need to be wearing masks? Fear-mongering. Have they worked? Nobody's been able to actually prove that they do. So much of what we're doing here is fear-mongering, and that's what's killing us right now. It's not the fact that people are out there dropping dead under bridges, because they're not. Number of deaths is down. Number of hospitalizations are down. So it went from 4 to 4.3 because of spring break. Big yawn. How many people have gotten hospitalized for it? And the answer is relatively few.
Mm-hmm.
If you get the inoculation, the country opens up. It is all over Irene, and wouldn't you know it, they can't spend money like drunken sailors anymore.
Yeah.
That's the real issue.
Yeah, we're talking to Dr. David Klein from Stages of Life Medicine about the coronavirus and all things surrounding that. We've got the vaccination age in Florida dropping to 18 starting Monday, but here in Orange County, it drops to 16 starting this morning as the portal for the convention center opens at 9 o'clock. Dr. Klein, how important is it for young people to get vaccinated? Any reason they should not get the shots?
Okay, well, let's understand what the vaccine is. The two better ones, the Moderna and the Pfizer, are messenger RNA vaccines. What they will do is cause an immune response to the vaccine without actually putting you at risk of getting the disease. Very different from many of the other types of vaccinations that we have. So there's no real risk involved with doing this other than having a sore arm for a day or two, if that. As far as the kids are concerned, they are the most likely vector to pass it along to their grandparents. So is it important? The answer is, of course it's important for it. Are they likely to get real sick and die? The answer is no. But it's a rather selfish approach to not do it because you're personally not likely to get deathly ill. Although, in my personal practice, I do have kids that have permanent heart damage from the COVID virus.
Mm.
Well, that happens. Hey, doctor, it's Melissa. You know me. We do a show together Sundays at 4 p.m. here on News Radio.
Plug.
Hey, you know, you got to get them in where you can. Anyway, Queen of Shameless Promotion says Pfizer and their vaccine, they say it's going to protect, just came out yesterday, like at least 6 months. Did you think it would be longer than that, or do you think that they're just kind of underestimating? What's the deal?
Okay, I love the question. Okay, I had a patient in the office yesterday who got the COVID in January about the same time that I did. Her immunoglobulin level went to zero. That's 3 months later. That's after getting the disease. I got the vaccine in January. My antibody levels are over 20. So what happens is the higher the level of gamma globulin that's floating around, immunoglobulin G to the virus, the longer the immunity is going to last. Getting the virus actually gives you less of an immune response than getting the vaccine. And the difference is about a factor of 20.
Mm.
So I've developed a technique to measure the amount of immunoglobulin for this antibody. And so we've been doing it now for the past 6 months. And what I'm seeing is that if you get the infection, the immunity only lasts 3 to 4 months, 5 months max. You get the inoculation. By given the levels and the rate of degradation, it looks like it's going to last 6 months to a year. So be prepared for boosters. It's going to happen, and that's what's going to be necessary to keep the country open.
Hey, Doc, would you stay with us through a short break right now? I have a couple of more questions. Can we do that?
Yes, sir. Of course.
All right. And Alan and I will rejoin you along with Melissa on the backside of the break. If you have a question, if you can put it on the text line in just one line, not a paragraph, we may be able to get that to Dr. Klein on your behalf to 23680. If you have a question on the coronavirus for Doc, and first name in town if you'd like, but that's up to you. Back with Dr. Klein on the virus here in a moment. If you got a quick question, pop it on the text line at 23680. An update now on Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes. Good morning, Orlando. Another quick headline on the coronavirus in the heart of Central Florida, our largest county population-wise. Orange, 122,396 cases with 1,189 deaths. Stay tuned for updates at least every 10 minutes in our top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
From News Radio WFLA Orlando, this is Good Morning Orlando with Bud Henninger, Alan Spector, and Melissa Fox.
And we asked for your questions for Dr. David Klein, and we're getting a bunch of them on the Johnson & Johnson one-shot vaccine. One of our texters says, you know, is it any good? Do you recommend it? I'm hearing the Johnson & Johnson vaccine isn't any good. Doc, let's talk about Johnson & Johnson.
Okay. The J&J vaccine is about a 60 to 65% efficacy rate. When you're looking at Pfizer and Moderna, it's 97%. Do your own mathematics on this. If one thing is 97% better against 60, go for it. I mean, you have to make a decision whether you think getting stuck with a needle once is worth, you know, reducing your risk of God knows what, or whether it increases your risk of getting sick. I got the Moderna. My wife got the Pfizer. Those were our choices. But, you play the game you want to. Now, there's certain people that are unlikely to come back for a second dosage. Those people are perfect candidates for the J&J. So if you're needle phobic, knock yourself out. It's probably going to be good enough, but one group is clearly better than the other.
Hey, Doc, I've been hearing a lot of my older friends, seniors, saying they just want to get the Johnson & Johnson one. Is there something that you can put out there and let them know, not the way to go, old folks?
Yeah, what I tell my patients, and I do this on a daily basis between 30 and 50 times a day, I tell them the smart money is going with the double injection approach, because it gives you better protection and probably longer lasting protection. Now, if you're dealing with folks that are coming and going, transients, you're dealing with people that you're not likely to ever see again, like the immigrants coming across the southern border, a one-shot deal is better than nothing. But if you have your choice between better and best, always choose best. Is it inconvenient? No. At the Oviedo Mall, which is where I got mine done, it was 30 minutes from the point that I touched the parking lot to the time I got home. It is highly convenient. This is not that big a deal. I can't speak to Orange County, but I'll tell you, Seminole nailed it.
Yeah, I had the same experience, Doc, going to the Oviedo Mall both times for both doses of Pfizer, in and out very quickly, so well organized. Can't say enough good things about them. Regarding Johnson & Johnson, we had a story earlier this week. They had to destroy something like 15 million doses because of a snafu at their plant in Baltimore. Is that anything people should be concerned about?
No, they picked it up before it went out. That's the nature of quality control. You check your product, and when you find there's a defect, you drop it and destroy it. It's actually a strength rather than a weakness.
Mm-hmm. Tell you what, we're almost out of time, but a loyal listener, Joe, says, "Hey, Doc, Moderna first shot kicked my butt. What should I expect when I go back in for Moderna number two?"
Joe, enjoy it. Go get it and get it done. It means you're kicking up a good immune response. It's just the way it goes. When you get a flu shot, the reason why you feel like you have the flu is because of the immune response. So, Joe, congratulations. You are kicking up a response.
What you're saying, Dr. Klein, is plan for the next day off, okay, Joe? Dr. Klein, we'll see you Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock on the radio here. If you want more information, stagesoflifemedicalinstitute.com. Dr. David Klein, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Good Morning Orlando.
And that show is Stages of Life radio show, and Melissa's in on it with Doc every Sunday from 4 to 5 right here on WFLA. Here's Alan with your news.
Orange County getting a head start on vaccinating young people, and a reminder about paying attention behind the wheel. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together and elsewhere in just 2 minutes. Now 729 on Good Morning Orlando.
Headlines and a story we will talk about again in the 8 o'clock hour, and we invite you to join us. Florida conservative Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz may be connected to the former Seminole County tax collectors, and this is Joel Greenberg's alleged use of fake IDs. That is a new angle on the Matt Gaetz story. He is now being investigated by the feds for possible sex trafficking. Updates at least every 10 minutes in our top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, News Radio WFLA Orlando, and still on AM 540.
Give me that, When You Wish Upon a Star, Disney signature song. Disney World will celebrate its 50th anniversary on the 1st of October. We're 6 months away, effective yesterday, and thought we'd take a look at the difference between a day at Walt Disney World then in 1971 and now in 2021. Chris, let me ask you a question. When Disney World first opened in 1971, 50 years ago, how much did it cost for you to get in the door, if you're an adult?
I would guess like $25, something like that.
A little less.
A little less. My God, they weren't greedy back then?
$10.
Try it again. Try it again.
All right, less than $25. I'll go $12.
Oh, we're going to be here all day if we keep this up. $3.50 for an adult to get in.
They weren't greedy back then?
Buck for kids.
A buck for kids, right, Melissa?
A buck for kids. E-ticket
now,
rides.
The system would, and now folks who've been around a long time listening right now, they understand, they remember the days when you then went in and you just paid for every ride, okay? But you didn't pay much. You paid 10 to 90 cents per ride when you were in there, and you could buy a package ticket when you went in that included admission and seven rides. $4.75 for adults.
Woo-hoo.
It's now well over $100 to get in for a single day. But then again, you get to do all the rides as many times as you can stand online for the rides. Things have changed. Alan, do you remember the days of the E-ticket? The D-ticket, the C-ticket, the B-ticket, and the A-ticket at all the rides at Walt Disney World?
I remember having those booklets and trying to keep track of which ticket I needed for which ride.
It I was still have them.
A little complicated, but you know, you talk about the change in prices. A thing to remember, we're talking about almost 50 years ago, and 50 mm-hmm. years ago, you could get a gallon of gas for 15 cents.
When, I don't know about that, well, but I know it was a lot cheaper.
When the gas wars were, remember we had gas
always,
wars?
Yeah, it was 70 cents in the gas war. A pack of cigarettes was like 40 cents back then, so come on.
No, it didn't, you know, it didn't go up to like 50 cents until the first energy crisis as far as the price of gas.
Thank
but, you know,
it's
just relatively speaking, everything is more expensive now, of course.
No doubt about it. What did you think of those books? So were they awkward for you to use? I wasn't living in Florida back in those days, and I think they got rid of them because they felt like, well, wait a minute. You know, we probably can charge more if we just tell them you can ride as many times as you want. We won't have to deal with the ticket takers, and you won't have to carry the book around.
And then
I don't know when they did away with the books.
But. And then you would, you know, you'd use the tickets, but you wouldn't use the whole book. And then you take it home, and then you try to remember it the next time you went. And you probably leave it on the dresser and forget.
Right.
You know, and I already bought tickets for this. Why am I buying them again?
I still have a booklet with three A's, a couple of B's, and one coveted E ticket, which will never be used.
Put that up on eBay. I mean, that's a pretty cool souvenir to have of the way it was back then. Now, tickets to the Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, Epcot, and the Animal Kingdom start at $109 for a one-day ticket. If you're 10 or older, and the prices vary per day.
Oh, Mickey's got to eat.
Yeah. Hey, Mick, you didn't gouge us for parking back then, too. It was about $1, I think, and now it's like $25, Mickey. Nice going.
Well, now that I know that I can get away with it, I'm going to do it.
Wow. He's so blatant.
Hey,
Walt Disney
back.
World.
Honesty is the
what
best policy,
difference.
Alan.
Unapologetic Mickey Mouse gouging us at every turn.
Yeah, I guess how much that's going to cost us.
What a difference 50 years makes. An update coming here on Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart radio station.
Good morning, Orlando. It's the Good Friday edition of the show, the episode, as we say. And here at 8 o'clock, time for another update on Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still on AM 540 and on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, new allegations concerning Matt Gaetz. More in 1 minute.
And how much trouble do you think Matt Gaetz is in? Our take and yours straight ahead on Good Morning Orlando.
8:03 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. More bad news for Congressman Matt Gaetz. The New York Times is reporting new details about the federal probe into the Panhandle Republicans' alleged sexual misconduct, including drug use and recruiting women online for sex. The paper reported Gaetz and his friend, former Seminole County tax collector Joel Greenberg, indicted last year for sex trafficking, would recruit women and send them money via Cash App or Apple Pay, or sometimes just cash from hotel ATMs. Times reporter Katie Benner helped break the story.
We've seen receipts of payments to two different women by Congressman Gaetz and his friend Joel Greenberg. What the men would say is that the payments would be something for other than sex. The women would say that, in fact, the payments were for sex, that they had sexual relations with both men.
Additionally, it's alleged that Gaetz and Greenberg would sometimes take ecstasy before the encounters. Gaetz is reportedly under investigation for paying a 17-year-old girl to cross state lines for sex. This news is brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. A change in immigration policy by President Biden is putting Florida communities in danger, according to Governor Ron DeSantis. The governor says ICE is refusing to take custody of criminal illegal aliens when they complete their prison terms, resulting in their release back into the community.
Today, I'm directing the Department of Corrections to identify all inmates with detainer agreements who ICE is refusing to pick up and develop a process for transferring them to an ICE detention center.
During a visit to the American Police Hall of Fame and Museum in Titusville, DeSantis said the issue is timely because in the next 30 days, more than 50 criminal illegal aliens are about to complete their Florida prison terms. The U.S. Supreme Court is dismissing a lawsuit Florida filed against Georgia 8 years ago. Florida had claimed Georgia withdrew too much water from the Apalachicola-Chattahoochee-Flint River system, which led to the collapse of an oyster fishery in Apalachicola Bay. Jurors in the Derek Chauvin murder trial will be ending court early today. They have heard from 17 witnesses this week as the prosecution presents its case against the former Minneapolis cop accused of killing George Floyd. The Tampa Bay Rays opened defense of their American League championship with a 1-0 shutout of the Marlins at Miami. Meanwhile, the COVID situation that led to an opening day game being postponed is impacting one club even harder than thought.
After COVID-19 concerns postponed their season opener Thursday against the New York Mets, Washington Nationals general manager Mike Rizzo provided an update on the team's current situation.
So in total, we have 3 confirmed positives and 1 likely positive, and they're all players. So the contact tracing has begun for the additional players.
With 3 positive results and a likely 4th on the way, the remainder of the Nationals team is right now in self-quarantine. The Mets and Nationals will not be playing Friday on their off day. Their status for Saturday's game at Nationals Park remains up in the air. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
WFLA News Time is 8:06. A convicted murderer admits to killing a notorious serial killer in prison. That story is online at WFLAOrlando.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WFLA Orlando. The 3rd hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
News Radio WFLA Orlando is available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Now number 1 for podcasting. News Radio WFLA Orlando, an iHeartRadio station.
Thank God it's Friday.
And indeed, and not just any Friday, it's Good Friday, and it is a beautiful Friday. A little too chilly, you say? We'd all pay good money for a morning like this in the middle of the upcoming hot summer. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
The Budman here, along with Alan, the Fox, and Chris until 9 o'clock. Alan, did you follow through on your plan to watch the Yankees yesterday and wall-to-wall baseball on opening day?
I did watch the Yankees and Blue Jays and did not have the outcome I was hoping for. They lost 3-2 in 10 innings. But
I know.
As I always tell you, Bud, when the Yankees lose, it's a long season.
Hey, how about that snowstorm over there in Detroit? Was that brilliant?
That was unbelievable. It looked like a snow globe when they took a shot of it. I couldn't believe it.
And Miguel Cabrera hit a home run.
First one.
And he couldn't tell through the snow that it had gone out, and he slid into second base.
Is that right?
No, get up.
I got a double.
I didn't catch that. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
You know what was interesting? They have fans in Yankee Stadium, and most stadiums are having limited fans. And down in Texas, big controversy because they may fill the place tonight. But at any rate, you know what? last year without fans, they would put in crowd sound that made it sound a little phony, but it made it sound more like what you're used to. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, they didn't do that. And with a limited crowd, it just seemed dead to me in cavernous Yankee Stadium. That was my observation while I was watching it.
Yeah, the fans were few and far between. You know, they're limited to 20% capacity, both the Yankees and Mets in New York. And by the way, I believe they are requiring proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test before you can even get in the stadium.
Vaccine passport, huh?
Yeah.
We've been talking about that this week, yeah. We're going to get to the Matt Gaetz story here in a moment and how much trouble he might be in. I've looked into the legal jeopardy he could be in. At this point, no charges filed on a couple of fronts. We'll share that with you and want to get your take here on what looks like more than a hatchet job from the left side right now. And I'll tell you why I believe it's more than that in a moment. So stay tuned, and we'll definitely want to hear from you. The lines are open at 407-916-5400 on the Matt Gaetz story, and the text line 23680, first name and town, if you'd like.
We'll get to it after an update of Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in just 2 minutes, 8:09 on Good Morning Orlando.
Update on headlines for you now. Senator Marco Rubio accusing Delta Airlines of what he calls woke corporate hypocrisy. In a letter to Delta, Rubio called out the airline for criticizing Georgia's new election laws, which we talked about at length earlier in the show, as being out of line with the company's values while partnering with the communist Chinese government that is actively engaged in genocide. Stay tuned for updates at least every 10 minutes in our top stories. You can count on it here on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, 107.7 HD3, AM 540, and the iHeart Radio app. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
So the Matt Gaetz story has been advanced with the New York Times report. And again, Gaetz has not been charged with anything, and he denies all allegations against him. A statement from the Gaetz camp in a moment, and we will hear from Gaetz from his earlier appearance this week on Tucker Carlson's show on Fox. But the Times is reporting that multiple women interviewed by the FBI have told investigators that Matt Gaetz paid them for sex. Whether he violated sex trafficking laws would involve whether or not he had relations with somebody underage, this 17-year-old girl, as is alleged, again, denied by Gaetz. He apparently or reportedly tasked these women with finding others willing to sleep with him and his friends, that they would reportedly meet the women via Seeking Arrangement, which apparently is a site for wealthy sugar daddies and those in search of them. And according to the Times reporting, the probe also involves a very close political ally and friend of Gaetz, former Seminole County tax collector Joel Greenberg, now, as we know, and as Alan's been telling you, in jail awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. Now, here is a statement from late last night from the office of Matt Gaetz. Gaetz himself has not spoken at this point in the last couple of days. Matt Gaetz has never paid for sex, the statement says. Matt Gaetz refutes all the disgusting allegations completely. Matt Gaetz has never, ever been on any such websites whatsoever. Matt Gaetz cherishes the relationships in his past and looks forward to marrying the love of his life. He is apparently recently engaged. What is alleged against him goes back to the Trump administration. Speaking of Trump, you remember when Matt Gaetz, he and Trump, you know, have been on the same wavelength, and he's been a passionate supporter of the former president, when Matt Gaetz said that he would give up Congress to go to work for the president to get him back in the White House in 2024, and that I only regret that I have but one career to give for my president. You might think you'd hear something from Trump, who really rewards loyalty. Complete silence out of Mar-a-Lago. That's why I think you can consider this to be something more than just a left-wing hatchet job by the Democrats who want to get a really strong conservative voice out of Congress.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Bud, and as we alluded to earlier, this investigation reportedly started last year, and that was before the Democrats were in power. That was when Donald Trump was still president, when William Barr was the attorney general.
Oh.
So that does not lend credence to the idea this is all from the left wing or all from the Democrats.
2, 3, 4, 5, and how long do you think it will take before he pulls the religious card? You know, well, you got to think about it.
How do you mean that?
Well, with Gates, he has always kind of pulled the whole Bible thing. God wants us to have guns, things like that back in the day. The gun rights are granted not by the government, but by God. I have a feeling he's going to do that whole deal. And you can't disprove that boilerplate like that. You know, it's easy to fake. God made me do it. I was lost. Now I'm found.
Yeah. And Bud, as you mentioned, not only is their silence from Mar-a-Lago and from Donald Trump on this, but his Republican colleagues in Congress are not speaking up in his defense. And we've had this report from CNN that supposedly he goes around to his colleagues up there on Capitol Hill and shows them nude photos of women he supposedly has had sex with.
Yeah, they said it's a point of pride with him, honestly.
So he's not the most popular person in Washington, D.C.
No. You're right on that, because there is widespread reporting that the Republicans would love to see him go and have just been waiting for a scandal that would take him out. And the silence is deafening. Even Jim Jordan, who's been a big Gates supporter, the conservative Republican leader in the House out of Ohio, has had expressed nothing but a very tepid support and belief in Gates. Very quickly, before we hit the break and come back with the kind of legal jeopardy Gates could, worst case scenario, be in, here from the Tucker Carlson appearance earlier in the week is Matt Gates denying all the allegations, saying he's never paid for sex and never had a relationship with a 17-year-old girl.
It is a horrible allegation. And it is a lie. That is verifiably false. People can look at my travel records and see that that is not the case.
Matt Gaetz, how much trouble do you think he is in? And what do you think the end game is here for Matt Gaetz? Does he beat the rap, so to speak, even though he is not charged at this point? I think charges are probably coming, don't you? And what do you think the truth is? 407-916-5400 will take your calls. It's a talk show, and I love to talk with you. And our text line, always available to 23680, first name in town if you'd like. You've got our take on Matt Gaetz. I'm going to tell you what the law says that he could be running afoul of here. And if he is, this is serious stuff. But we want to know what you think about the Matt Gaetz situation as it unfolds. You're next after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando. Headlining a major passenger train disaster halfway around the world in Taiwan, where a busy train carrying nearly 500 people has derailed in a tunnel, killing at least 41 and injuring dozens more. Rescue efforts in Taiwan to free those trapped continue. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
From News Radio WFLA Orlando, this is Good Morning Orlando with Bud Henninger, Alan Spector, and Melissa Fox.
Talking about the latest reporting on Matt Gaetz, conservative Florida Panhandle Republican. Here is Al in Oviedo. Al, your thoughts this morning?
Hi, Bud. I think he's in big trouble. I was a supporter of Gaetz until I heard he was good friends with Joel Greenberg, which is a bad thing to begin with. And that's about it.
So you think he's going down ultimately?
Probably. Well, anybody that was friends with Greenberg has got to be...
I don't know that we need to lock up everybody who's had a friendship with Joel Greenberg, but clearly Greenberg is not the guy you want to be hanging with. That's apparent.
Yeah. And one quick thing for Alan. Tell him the Yankees lost, but at least they got to play. The Mets were canceled for a few games.
All right. There you go. Thank you, Al, very much. So I've been looking into the legal aspects of all of this for Matt Gaetz. And again, he hasn't been charged with everything, and he denies all of what are now allegations only at this point. And here is what I've learned, that it is not illegal to provide adults with free hotel stays, meals, and other gifts. But if prosecutors think they can prove that the payments to the women were for sex, they could accuse and perhaps convict Gates of trafficking the women under force, fraud, and coercion, and also a violation of the federal child sex trafficking law here could occur if they can prove that he had sex with a girl, somebody under 18, a 17-year-old, which is alleged here. The law says that if you provide anyone anything who's under 18 years of age in exchange for sex, anything, meals, hotels, Melissa, whatever it happens to be, you can be convicted, and the penalty carries a 10-year mandatory minimum prison sentence.
I got a way around that. Let's go ahead and get some of these IDs that I had to resend, and we'll just take the number. That way, she's 18. And if you get called on it, well, she provided an ID that says she was 18. Thank you, Joel Greenberg.
IDs. Yeah. Interesting angle there. Local state representative and obviously not a political ally here, Anna Eskimani. She's a liberal Democrat. She is calling on Gates to resign. And even is saying on social media that she got a weird phone call from him a couple of years ago that was kind of bizarre. He and Greenberg calling her the future of the Democrat Party, which must have been tongue-in-cheek, knowing where they are and she is politically. We'll see where it's all headed, and we will follow the story. In the meantime, we got Alan, who follows all the stories. What's coming up at 8:30?
Bud, teens can now get their shot in Orange County, and the magic work overtime at New Orleans. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together and elsewhere in just 2 minutes. It's 8:28 on Good Morning Orlando.
One more note on potential legal jeopardy for Matt Gaetz. If he used campaign funds for personal use and these relationships alleged with these women, that could land him in prison as well. It's happened before to members of Congress convicted of that. Now to Alan for a news update and a landmark day in vaccines for the coronavirus right here in Central Florida.
That's right, Bud. Teenagers can make a COVID vaccine appointment in Orange County starting today. The county's online appointment portal goes live at 9 o'clock this morning. Vaccines will be administered starting on Monday at the Orange County Convention Center. And, of course, Monday is when the statewide minimum age for a vaccination goes down to 18. What a difference a year makes when it comes to Easter weekend passenger traffic through Orlando International Airport. Orange County Mayor Jerry Deming says we hit rock bottom last Easter with about 12,000 passengers going through.
For this upcoming weekend, they have projected, I think, over 200,000 combined over the weekend will be traveling through our airport. So that's indeed good news.
However, Deming's cautions, lots of visitors can bring in lots of virus variants, so residents need to continue to be vigilant about wearing masks and observing all the other COVID safety protocols. This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. An Orange County sheriff's deputy is under investigation for her possible ties to an alleged hate group. Federal prosecutors say Deputy Sarah Jackman's husband, Arthur, is a member of the Proud Boys, and he was arrested this week for allegedly taking part in the Capitol Hill riot in January. April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. AAA's Mark Jenkins says there were 240 fatal crashes in Florida in 2019 that involved a distracted driver.
All it takes is 1 second. Looking down at your cell phone, sending that text message is enough to divert your attention away long enough to miss that person in front of you who's slamming on their brakes, to drive through a red light and cause a crash.
Jenkins says the top three driver distractions are mobile phone use, in-vehicle technology, and passengers in your vehicle. New details are emerging about California's mass shooting that killed a 9-year-old boy and three others. Police say the gunman knew the victims and had locked the gate to an office building before opening fire. Wendell Carter Jr. scored 21 points and grabbed 12 rebounds in the Magic's 115-110 overtime win over the Pelicans in New Orleans. Carter's a newcomer to Orlando, but Coach Steve Clifford likes what he's seeing so far.
I mean, he's smart. He's got good instincts. He has a chance defensively. Watch him. I mean, he can really move his feet. His lateral quickness is I would say exceptional.
The Magic are riding a two-game winning streak into a matchup with the Jazz tomorrow at Utah. WFLA News Time is 8:35. Elsewhere. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk wants to land humans on Mars within 5 years, and his girlfriend is ready to go and stay.
What will it take to see that you capitulate? We appreciate power. We appreciate power.
That's Canadian musician Grimes. She posted on Instagram this week that she is, quote, ready to die with the red dirt of Mars beneath my feet.
Okay, then. Bye.
Yeah, sounds pretty committed. Yeah. She has said that traveling to Mars is one of her main goals. And in a YouTube live chat, the 33-year-old Grimes said she wants to move to Mars after she turns 50 and most likely do manual labor until she dies.
You can't just, like, walk outside and, you know, go plant a garden in the red dirt there, you know? Got an atmosphere problem. I mean,
you know, do you remember a movie from 1967 called Mars Needs Women?
Yes.
No.
Might be time to redo that one.
Yes.
What about the movie Mars Attacks?
That was good, too.
Melissa, Mars Needs Women. You've seen the movie?
Of course.
I never even heard of it.
It's a little sci-fi-ish.
Mm-hmm. It's a
I love sci-fi.
Creature
but
double
I
feature
that one.
Type thing. Yeah, yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah,
I'm in.
It's a rather cheap production, but it's entertaining in its own way.
Of course.
Starting next week, Green Bay Packer fans are going to get to see a new skill from quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is about to begin his stint as guest host on Jeopardy. He taped the episodes weeks ago, but they will finally air starting Monday. Rodgers will fill in for 10 episodes or a full two-week run on Jeopardy.
You know, he's a great quarterback, but every time I hear him interviewed, he's really low-key. He's like a flatliner. Do you think this is going to work, guys?
Have no idea.
Well, as Colin Cowherd calls him, he's California cool.
Laid back.
Yep.
He's been on the show as, you know, a celebrity contestant on Jeopardy. Uh-huh. He's a big fan. And I'm sure they've prepared him as best they can. I mean, if Dr. Oz could do it, not that he did it that great.
Katie was boring.
Apparently anybody can.
Katie drove the ratings into the tank.
Really down the...
I would actually love to see Aaron Rodgers do the show and James Holzhauer be one of the contestants.
James Holzhauer.
Oh, he's one of the toothy all-time champs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, big sports bettor.
That's right. And finally, it seems beer drinkers are ready for something new. The folks at Bud Light tried to trick people with an April Fool's joke on Wednesday by tweeting a photo captioned, "Finally, you don't have to choose between pizza or seltzer." It showed photos of Bud Light seltzer in four pizza flavors, extra cheese, pepperoni, anchovy, and veggie. Now, some people caught on it might be a prank, but still supported the idea. Bud Light retweeted its photo yesterday, saying it's frightening how many people were looking to buy pizza-flavored beer.
Ah, this just in, Strahan was joking.
Yeah, that
Oh,
too.
We had that earlier. No gap in the teeth.
Just
he was
in case
making.
Anyone missed it. Yeah, these April
we're
Fool's
We're getting
jokes.
Snookered left and right here in this April Fool's stuff.
Between Strahan, Bud Light, and Volkswagen.
Wait,
with the
did you see the Green Giant with his cauliflower-flavored Peeps? I was in.
Missed
I was
out
in.
On that.
Yeah, I was in. Ho, ho, ho.
Mm-mm.
These are all terrible.
Yeah, they really were bad. The IKEA dog outfit, that was great.
IKEA
What's
dog
What's a seltzer
outfit?
Craze anyway, guys? Anybody into the seltzer?
Trying to get the chicks to drink.
Everyone's watching their weight now.
I remember it was always popular on Three Stooges films.
No. Different type
in
of seltzer.
In the face with a seltzer bottle,
in
right?
In the face, yep.
Ah, wise guy.
Find more on these stories on the Good Morning Orlando page at WFLAOrlando.com and listen to the Elsewhere podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Just look for Elsewhere. With Alan Spector.
In a moment, everything you believe about the mainstream media's politics confirmed. Don't miss it. It's coming right after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in a quick 2 minutes on the Good Friday edition of Good Morning Orlando. Headlines right now, going to be a wild Easter weekend in South Florida where they are bracing for a lot more spring breakers. Miami International Airport expects the number of passengers arriving this weekend to break a record of more than 97,000 that was set way back last Monday. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, News Radio WFLA Orlando, and still on AM 540.
Here it comes. Everything I know about the mainstream media, and you may have suspected or just flat out or sure you know, is about to be confirmed with a sound cut from the anchor of NBC Nightly News, Lester Holt. He was accepting the Edward R. Murrow Award for Lifetime Achievement in Journalism on Tuesday, and he did a monologue, and it was put on video, and the subject was why fairness in journalism, which I kind of think is what journalism is supposed to be all about, and I've got a degree in it, that fairness in journalism is overrated. I want you to listen to this and tell me what you think. Lester Holt.
I think it's become clearer that fairness is overrated. The idea that we should always give two sides equal weight and merit does not reflect the world we find ourselves in. That the sun sets in the west is a fact. Any contrary view does not deserve our time or attention. Decisions to not give unsupported arguments equal time are not a dereliction of journalistic responsibility or some kind of agenda. In fact, it's just the opposite.
It's a certain arrogant tone to this with Lester Holt. And by the way, I met Lester Holt once upon a time. I was told he was a really classy gentleman, and I found him to be that. But it was a brief meeting. We did not talk politics. And he does a really good job as a news anchor on NBC. I watch him all because it's all part of show prep here for me to do that. I wouldn't normally watch NBC because I know how far out on the left they are. But that just confirms the arrogance and the self-righteousness and the liberalism, frankly, of the mainstream media, Melissa. They determine what the truth is, and then they put that on the air, and what they don't consider to be the truth or something they want you to hear, they justify not giving airtime or minimizing coverage of it because fairness is overrated. You know, unsupported points of view. Unsupported by whom? Unsupported by the likes of Lester Holt.
Oh, he's a great bass player, by the way.
Yeah, he is. That's
hey,
right. He's a great musician.
Let me posit this, okay? If two people are standing outside of our office, and one of them looks at me and says, it's raining. And the other one looks at me and says, it's not raining. My role as a journalist is not to report both sides, but rather to figure out and report if it is raining or not. So with that in mind, Lester's kind of right. If people are saying the sun sets in the east and it's clearly, and we've known for years, that it sets in the west, why would you report that?
Well, let's take a look at, for example, climate change, all right? The left's all over climate change, the Green New Deal, the whole thing, right? We've been talking about it here. Well, there are those out there who don't believe that climate change is man-made to any significant extent, that it's a cyclical thing that's been going on for millions of years, the sun, all kinds of things we don't understand, the climate just flat changes, and people have a point of view that we're not going to throw trillions of dollars at this thing and destroy the economy of our country just to lower the temperature by a half a degree and save the planet. And they don't want to cover that because they at NBC News and other outlets have determined that that is a bunch of baloney. And we're not covering that side of it. But that is a legitimate side of this very, very relevant issue, Melissa. So
right.
I would challenge your challenge.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me try this a different way.
Can we do it right after a quick break?
I think we can. So go ahead.
I want to know what you think about what you heard from Lester Holt, and join the conversation with the Budman and the Fox and Alan, who just showed up from the newsroom, putting on the headset, and will join us right after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic for you one final time on the Good Friday edition of Good Morning Orlando. Headlines, if you haven't gotten your stimulus check yet, another batch of stimulus payments hitting the bank accounts of Americans across the country. The IRS announcing it sent out the third batch of checks and direct deposit payments from the latest coronavirus stimulus package. Updates at least every 10 minutes in our top stories for you on Good Morning Orlando.
Use your smart speaker. Tell Google Home to play WFLA Orlando.
Fairness in news reporting is overrated, says NBC Nightly News anchor Lester Holt. And Melissa, you were saying?
Look, we've been talking about this for years. And the thing with Lester here is, first of all, Lester does kind of nail it. What needs equal weight and merit are the facts, not both sides' spin, okay? Do we need to hear Dylan Roof or his attorneys give his side of multiple murder that now he wants his conviction and sentence overturned? No, we don't. And the problem I have with Lester is that he assumes that journalists are self-aware enough to recognize their biases, cognizant enough to identify their knowledge gaps, experienced enough to navigate through the unknowns and contradictions, and courageous enough to admit when they are wrong. Big assumption. Alan?
Yeah, it's difficult to know where to draw the line on this sort of thing. Obviously, there are some people who are so far off the rails that they don't deserve coverage in the mainstream media. Then it becomes a matter of, you know, there's gray areas here where people, you know, respectfully disagree on certain issues, and maybe their voices need to be heard. But, you know, how do you determine, you know, who deserves to be in the discussion and who doesn't?
Here's the problem. Some in the mainstream media, if you confronted them with the idea that you are biased toward the left, they would deny it. Others would deny it, but they absolutely know it's true. They have done studies that show that 85% of the mainstream media journalists in this country vote Democrat. All right, a lot of them went to liberal schools. They thought they were going to change the world getting into the news business, and they're about the business of doing it by slanting the news coverage to their point of view. Some are really blatant about it. Others are really subtle about it. And you know what? You get a guy like Lester Holt, who does a really fine, clean presentation as a news anchor. And I used to be in that business. He really is good at what he does. And he's a groundbreaker as a black man anchoring a major network newscast. But he's also part of the decision-making process and part of the NBC machine, and he knows where the bread is buttered in the halls of power where he works, and they're all biased toward the left. I'm not cutting them any slack. I'm just not.
I wouldn't either. Look at Brian Williams. I mean, he pretended he was places he wasn't even. I mean, they make up the narrative on a lot of
these. That's why Lester got the job, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't that when Brian Williams was exaggerating all these stories of places he'd been and things he'd done, you know?
Yeah.
And they finally banished him to MSNBC at 11 o'clock, probably to pay off his contract or something, and he's still there. And Lester got the job. And Lester's good as a technician, as a news anchor, but you know, it really ticked me off when I heard him. It didn't surprise me, though, because I just know where all these people are coming from. You know, I mean, there's the opinion side of the business, and we're a part of that right now. And I've worked both sides of that fence, Alan, as a local news anchor in this town for years, never at the network level. But these are two different jobs, and I believe that the likes of Lester Holt and many others intentionally blur the line to get their opinion, their bias, and a slanting of the news to try and sway public opinion and policy in this country.
Yeah, and I have a rather unique position here because I get to give my opinion on Good Morning Orlando, as popular or as unpopular as it may be with some of our listeners, and I deliver the news, and I attempt to keep my opinions out of the news and give it pretty straight as much as I can. So it's, you know, you're getting both from me, and I know some listeners may muddle the two and, you know, somehow think I'm slanting the news to agree with the opinions that I express in other parts of the show.
You see, I don't
think
that.
Alan,
go ahead, bud.
I don't envy you that, to do both of those jobs in the same day, every day, for 3 hours. I mean, you know, I did it at two different points in my career. There was a clear division, you know, between Bud the news guy and Bud the opinion guy. And here, that's an interesting dual role that you are called upon to play.
Yeah, it is tough for you. Back in the day when I did the news thing over in the other Hot Talk station, it was more opinion and analysis. And I've kind of noticed that that is where things have gone on the grand spectrum of the news. A lot of it is just interjecting their own opinions within the news story, which makes them analysts, not news reporters. And Alan is a news reporter and during his news segments, and he's an analyst or an opinion maker during our talk segments. And you've been very good at dividing that line clearly,
at least in
my book.
I try.
Yep. Well, that'll do it for the Good Friday edition of Good Morning Orlando. Easter weekend coming up here for Christians, and a wrap-up of Passover, which is in conjunction with Easter Sunday.
Yep.
Passover ends Sunday, right, Alan?
Yeah, Passover lasts 8 days every year. It begins Saturday night, so it ends Sunday evening.
Final four! Anyone?
Men's basketball, women's basketball. Chris, have you got a quick pick on who wins them?
Gonzaga.
I'm going for the Houston Cougars, represent the American Athletic Conference.
Wow. Gonzaga.
Going to take out Gonzaga, huh?
Wow.
What about UConn here for the women? What do you think?
That's easy. Go chalk with UConn.
Yeah.
All right. That'll do it. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. We thank you for joining us. And for Alan and for Melissa and for Chris, it's the Bud Man on the 50,000-watt front porch. We'll catch you on Monday morning, 6 to 9. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America.